Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters here. Ollie and Chris from BD Outdoors, Local Knowledge, Fish Dope, and Blue Sea Stabilizers here talking fishing, talking stabilizers, talking to Seakeeper Ride, Seakeeper Systems, talking about El Nino and Bluefin and all kinds of good stuff and lots of good stuff. And you were talking about getting great reports about the bluefin down below from Aaron Barnhill, our good buddy.
Yeah, Aaron and I were BSing. He was getting a new rod and reel for his daughter as a birthday gift, and we were BSing about the fishing, and he just said it's just like Tim and Duke were talking about yesterday, how good the fishing was, and you know, he was already talking about needing to take a break because they're almost done.
Already.
Yeah, like I think they get to a point where they get things, you know, pretty filled up, and you know, and then they want to wait and see how much room they have or don't have.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just sounds like it's tremendous fishing for those guys. And I know Tim and Duke talked about it yesterday too, that when those guys start flying, that they were seeing fish literally from the border all the way down to below Mag Bay, and it's just, I mean, again. Knock on wood, it's fishing, all these things can and do happen, but man, it looks like we're set for a good one.
Yeah,
sounds like there's tremendous volume of fish. I mean, you hate to say it, but kind of everywhere up and down the Baja Coast right now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, speaking of Duke and Captain Roy Rose, there they go. Leaving Fisherman's Landing right
literally
now
pulling
on
out.
Our 16-day trip as we speak, right in the background of the world headquarters, let's say. And they're, you know, that's a group of 11 big fish guys.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I'm going to bet you that's going to be their one of first stops is right there to pull on some 200-pound bluefin.
I got to listen to the show via the archives on the drive-in this morning, and I was so excited. So I want to say congratulations to Duke for buying in ownership of the boat. I thought that was so cool to hear that he'll be officially part of the ownership team of the boat, and it's just good knowing that boat's going to be in the same level of good hands that it's been in for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
I was really stoked and proud to hear that. That's awesome. Congratulations, Duke.
Yeah. Way to go. Go get them, guys.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Good luck. We're watching them leave right now. And, gosh, we're giving away a great price.
Man, if you didn't catch the beginning of the show, really cool. And a brand-new pair of Costa sunglasses. These are the brand-new Pilot House Pros.
Yeah,
this is
cool.
Particular pair is a gold mirror 580 glass. I really like that. Yeah, crazy light.
I mean, they look big, but they're super light.
Yeah, and an aggressive wrap. You know, you're not going to have any sun intrusion. It's a really cool pair of shades. That gold color lens, too, it's on the lighter side of the spectrum, so it's really good mornings and evenings because you can get into your glasses earlier and stay into them later, but it still darkens things up enough that in bright sunlight you still have enough protection. I really like them, but really, really where those things shine are those, you know, more typical offshore gray days that, you know, let's be real, we see a lot of, you know, Ollie chasing big tuna on the backside of Clemente. It's probably gray more than it's bluebird more often than not, and that's a really nice pair of shades for that.
Nice. Yeah, for sure. So check it out. So, yeah, you want to get through 833-288-0973. Jeff is standing by at the fan. Of course, also text the show here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and you have a great text.
I thought so. Yeah, it says from Robert from Canyon Country. Ollie, I'm a huge fan of the big aluminum catamarans. I really loved watching your videos of the Killer Bee. Can you give us some of the things that you're the most proud of that boat, and what would you be different if you were building another?
Wow. Thank you, first off. I'm super proud of the boat on a whole. There's a lot of the culmination with just a lot of years of not having stuff the way you wanted it and figuring stuff out and laying stuff out and rigging. And that boat's taught me a ton since then. I did not have a ton of experience with big boat systems like ice makers and, you know, Omni sonars and all that good stuff. So it's been fun because I got to learn a bunch. Really, there's not much I would change about that boat. The only one thing that I kind of ever wish for is having like one more bunk. Because right now we sleep about five in your own bunks. That's guys in beds that are like big enough for two people and then some. But other than that, I think on a whole, man, we're really happy with how it turned out. You know, we've had to address
What's
some little
problems.
It's got the twin 600 Mercuries.
600?
Yeah. So 600 is crazy when you think about it, but the magic with those is a two-speed transmission. So that boat actually shifts. When I punch it, it's in low, and then somewhere around 4,000 RPMs, you'll feel it automatically.
Huh.
So you got the best of the low-end grunt. I mean, it's a big boat. It's 50 feet, and if I hammer it, it'll throw you out of the back. And then it shifts, and you don't even notice it. And downshifting, it's silent. The motors are super quiet. The boat's built around the motors. We didn't want diesels. We wanted giant fish holds, and we got boxes in there. They're like 8 feet long by 4 foot by 4 foot.
You put the new ride system on it?
We can't, unfortunately. The way the motors are mounted, there's just not enough clearance, and that boat would love it. Cause right now it wants to run like at 8 knots or 30 knots, you know, and the bow doesn't really come down until the high 20s. With the ride system, we would be able to cruise more efficiently at slower speeds and all that, but I don't think we can fit it in there.
But you have the Seakeeper.
We definitely have the gyro. We've got the Omni sonar. We've got the ice maker. It does everything a bigger boat does, like a Viking. It's just in a smaller, more nimble package that easier to maintain.
How fast can it go?
We cruise at like 30, 32, and then we top out about 40, and that's knots, 42 knots or something.
Jeez.
Really fast. I mean, it really runs.
I love I don't want to call it an extension because that's not what it was, but the little like transom pocket. Just from looking at the layout of it where you can be standing, you know, you can be standing and fishing basically flush with the back of the motor. I thought that was such a cool, like, design aspect of that boat.
We didn't realize how much we would use that. There was a lot of Wahoo came over that back door.
I bet.
That's cool.
It is nice to be out there, get behind the motors and all that. We can't always, you know, you can't always boat a fish around the side of the boat, especially in a boat that's that wide. You know, it's 14 and a half feet wide.
14 and a half feet
wide. Yeah. So, like, sometimes you can't get around. We always want to take them ahead of the motors if we can, but if you got to, I mean, we've killed some big tunas back there and like I said, a whole lot of Wahoo. Just wind them right to the swim step there and pop them in the head and bring them over and throw on some ice.
And with the outboards, you don't get the exhaust in your face.
Yeah, that's a big
wet and getting splashed and
everything.
Totally. Hanging out on the back of the boat without getting soaked.
And the vibration, you know, it's still not a huge boat. So, like, if it had diesels in there, you're going to hear them. You're going to feel them.
Yeah.
When we close that pilot house door, it is just dead silence. It's crazy. And, you know, we're moving that boat sometimes 800 miles. Like, it's so nice just to be able to close the door.
How much fuel
is there? 800, and then we put another 200 in bladders, like if we're traveling on the deck. So we can go pretty much anywhere. We can do mag in one shot, but we stop in Turtle to top off, so we've got some fuel to mess around with on the way down or whatever.
How much is fuel in La Paz now?
Oh, what did we pay? It wasn't cheap.
It was like 32 pesos a liter.
I think so.
Calculate that out.
Yeah. Times 3.8.
It's like $6 a gallon.
And then there's a service fee. It was six and change, probably.
Holy man.
You know, it's not. And it's weird because in Mexico, the diesel's not cheaper. It was actually more, which I was surprised by the gallon.
The diesel.
Here, you know, usually at the dock, diesel's cheaper because you don't pay road tax.
No, not anymore.
Is it more now?
When was the last time you bought diesel at here?
I only buy it at my phone and put it in my pickup. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
I was deer hunting in Arizona 2 weeks ago.
Don't. What are you doing right now?
I had to fill the motor home, and it was $3.24.
Yeah.
And I felt like I won the lottery, and I did the math. It was like, you just saved $70. I'm like, but it was such a moral victory going up the motor.
Gavin Newsom.
I ran that motorhome down to vapors, just trying to squeeze as much free or cheap fuel in there.
When I was in Montana last week, it was gasoline was $2.65.
He sends me a picture message from the gas station just to piss me off. check this out. It's $2.65. I don't want to pay that right now.
And it's like, it's always cheap in places where you could not get it into your boat.
Exactly.
We put Pernard out of business. We'd be printing money over there.
Bob in Orange County says, hey, good morning, guys. Very cool, interesting show. I own a La Paz 31 cruiser. It's down at Palmas de Cortez. Have you ever put a Seakeeper or Seakeeper ride system in one of those boats? And if I decide to install one, do you have someone in the East Cape area that can do that? At times, the Sea of Cortez can be a little bumpy. We've experienced that before.
So, Mexico Stabilizers, Javier, is based in La Paz. They handle all of Mexico. That's who I would go to. But they do a really good job, so I would talk to them.
Yeah. Mexico Stabilizers. That's
correct, yeah. So, their home base is in La Paz, so they're, you know, close to the East Cape. But they do handle all of Mexico. If your boat's down there, that's who you should talk to. And we have not done that specific boat, but, you know, if you're up here in Orange County.
31 footer?
Yeah, I mean, we've done things similar to that.
Can you put a ride system on a 31 footer?
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can. We'd have to check transom out. But, you know, the best way to check that out is come do a demo with us. We have demo boats in Long Beach, Newport, Dana Point, Mission Bay, and San Diego. So, you know, if you're, that's really the way to do it. Just hit us up and we'll get you out on the water and, you know, fortunately, they kind of sell themselves at that point. So, you know, we'll take our time and take you out on a demo because it's going to make a difference. You'll like it. You'll love it.
Do not do that demo ride if you're not ready to buy it.
Yeah, you're not ready.
You will either sign on the dotted line the second you step off that boat, or you are going to then hate your boat until you do decide.
Well,
do not do that demo until you're ready because you will buy it.
Your wife because that'll sell it for sure. Those are our best salespeople. So, bring the whole family along.
That's so cool. If you do have like a 31-foot inboard diesel cruiser, you can put the ride system on that.
Yep. Yeah, all we're looking for is that, you know, they do everything in miles per hour, but 18 miles per hour cruise. I like to see 2022, okay. You know, that would be ideal.
That would be the difference.
Correct. Yeah, if you're under that, it'll still work. I mean, we got a lot of guys that are using for, you know, the trolling for the tuna. If you're, you know, 10-12 knots, you know, it's still stabilizing, but obviously, you know, like anything, you know, any kind of trim tab system, the more water you put past it, the better. So
it seems like that's everything from Seakeeper. It seems that way, like, because I know you talked about earlier that they want to see an 80% reduction in roll before they'll even put it on there. Well, 60% is still really damn good, you know, and it seems like the ride is that same thing. Like, they don't want to put it on unless it's this much because then it shows how crazy drastic it is. But I'm sure, even at a lower speed, it's still a really big deal. But
no,
it seems like
a
company, if you're going to fork over the bucks, they want to make sure that you're really getting everything you pay for.
Yeah, and people ask about, you know, efficiency as far as fuel consumption. You know, what we see is, yes, you will save some, but you're going to be cruising like 5-6 knots faster than you're used to just because you're taking the bump out of the ride.
That's a good point.
A lot of times it's not just fuel efficiency, it's, you know, it's speed.
Yeah.
Which, you know, offshore fishing, not always the biggest deal, but it's nice. You just look down and you're like, oh, I'm going, you know, 5-6 knots faster than I typically do, and you just get out to the grounds faster.
My list stops at taking the slap out of the bow. Like, I don't care what it does, pro or con, beyond that. I could lose fuel mileage. You're going to take that away. I'd sign me up. Like, that just sounds great.
Yeah. No, that sounds good. But if the ride system won't work, certainly a Seakeeper would work on a 31-foot boat like that. And make a big difference. For example, like Vaquera, Chris's boat down at East Cape Smokies, that's got the Seakeeper in it, and it's a game changer. Yes, the Sea of Cortez does get rough.
It does,
yes.
That's for sure. Hey, I got a question for you guys. Who's going to be the first sport boat to put a Seakeeper on it? I don't know why it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Put a sport, I mean, dude, charge $30 extra.
Oh, my God.
$40, whatever it is. Like,
unbelievable.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, yeah,
we'd love to talk to somebody about it.
But technically, Chris, how many, like, you want to put a Seakeeper on the Royal Star, you'd probably need multiple units, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, that all goes off just tonnage, right?
Yeah.
That's more important on that. Then the ride system goes off length of the boat more than anything. But no, I mean, you can do multiple systems. We'd have to just spec it out, but, you know, they make a Seakeeper 40 now.
Seakeeper 40?
Yeah, they're, you know, that's what's going in the big, like, 80-foot Vikings.
Really?
So you could do two smaller units. I mean, the good thing about a Seakeeper gyro is you can stack them. So if your boat doesn't have one big space, you might have room for two of them.
Wow.
Two smaller units under a bed or, you know, just kind of anywhere. So, but, you know, have them call us and we'll go take a look at it and see what they need.
I would love to do a sport. I think it would be the best advertising you could ever ask for, especially on some of these older, more rolly boats.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it would change everything. I'm really surprised nobody has done it yet. I mean, think on an overnight trip, you could literally charge $30, $40, $50 more if the boat doesn't rock.
Yeah.
You know?
What about maintenance, though? I mean, those boats are running 724. Is that an issue?
No, it's not. That, you know, there's work boats that have them that have 30,000 hours on them.
They call
service life about 10,000 hours, so, you know, same as a main or a Jenny. Mm-hmm. You just take care of it. The more you run them, the better, like anything in the marine, you know, environment.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't see that as an issue at all. And a benefit of having, you know, a multi-unit system, if one's down, you're still getting stabilized. Yeah. I mean, it might not be, you know, the 80% or 90%, but you're still going to have it. So.
And you think about, like, a lot of these yachts and yacht fishes. I mean, they're traveling for 10, 12, 14 days. It never turns. We don't turn it off on Killer Bee. If the anchor goes down, it's super nice. I might just give it a break. But otherwise, it's just 24/7, 365.
Just running it. Yeah, that's cool. Hey, it's time to talk about eating. are one of my favorite subjects, I can tell you that for sure. And one of the best places to go get some great foods is Charlie's Landing right there at C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. And they're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, if you're looking for a place to go to breakfast right now, beautiful sunny day, go down on the water, have great breakfast burrito or some of their other great items that they're there to have breakfast. It's a fabulous location.
Yeah, the atmosphere outside of C4 Sport Fishing, you're seeing all the boats coming and going, and it's a great place to go do it. And if you're not wanting to go somewhere, man, you can call it in ahead. They'll make anything to go. You can pick it up on your skiff if you're out fishing. They just do so many, such a killer spot, and you know, built with the fishermen in mind.
Yeah, if you're on your way out Mission Bay and you go, oh geez, I forgot to get lunch or I forgot to get breakfast, to call Charlie's Landing, they'll have it ready by the time you pull up to the C4 dock, run up there, grab it, and you're back out on the water. They have incredible dishes. The smash burger, of course, is the most popular. Unbelievable there. They have great fish and chips. They have fish tacos, shrimp tacos, and you get those both grilled and fried, which is pretty amazing. And they have fantastic sandwiches. They do catering, so if you're booking a trip and you're going to go out on a charter out of C4th, just call ahead. They'll do full catering for you. Have it ready to pick up and take it out on the boat.
I still think my favorite is if you're holding a ticket to go on any boat at C4, fishing or whale watching, once you buy your first entree, the first beer is just a buck.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So check that out. Charlie's Landing right there at C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Now, you have a great text.
I definitely do. It was, good morning, guys. I just want to thank you again for yesterday's show with Tim and Duke. I was looking for a four-day trip, and I actually booked that four-day yesterday on the Royal Star. My question today, however, is for Ollie and Chris. I'm wondering if you can install a ride system on a 21-foot-6 Triumph. My boat has bow slap. It's exactly what you guys are talking about. Can a system be installed on a boat this small? That's from Gene in Long Beach.
Quick answer is yes. We've done boats down to 17 feet, so a 21. It's actually on the lower side of what the small system is, the Ride 450. So you're going to get a lot of stability out of that. It's going to control that the pitch and the roll significantly. Give us a call, get out on a demo, check it out, and you'll be sold. It'd be a great addition to that boat.
My boat partner Neil had one of those boats before we bought our Parker, and man, again, give yourself that boat, not just slapping as you're driving. I mean, I just can't imagine how nice it would be on that.
No, it'll run like a 25, 26 foot boat.
So rad. So, so cool.
What would a 25-foot boat run like?
Like a 30.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Get your wallet out, Pete.
Yeah, I know. It's inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. You want to get through? Jeff's standing by at the fan, 833-288-0973.
John and Escondido's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, John? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. What a great show. So just a comment and a question. My comment is, yesterday on that show, I never know that Duke is 21 years old, right? The kid spoke really well and wasn't shy about the mic and was very, very informative. And then my question is, so I don't have a boat, so fish dope doesn't do me a whole lot of good, but the waypoint thing, like if I was up at Queen Charlotte fishing, you know, like I take a look and see what was going on. Is that something that would I would get use out of? And even when I'm out on my long range trips with internet access, using it there.
Yeah, I mean, so Fishcoat basically covers from Point Conception, which is, you know, the elbow of California, all the way down to San Quintin. So when you're fishing in those waters, we will pretty much keep you dialed in the whole time. Now, above and beyond that, no, like way down south, we don't have coverage for way up north. So it would just really depend on, you know, what percentage of your time is there. And I can tell you, we have a lot of members that don't even own a boat.
Right.
They just want
a ton of members.
Just want to stay on top of what's going on. Or maybe, you know, you fish with another guy and that's what you're bringing to the equation.
Yeah.
Breakfast burritos and some fish dope info or,
right,
you know, whatever. But yeah, there's a lot of guys. Cause like you can sit there and listen to the VHF radio from your desk while you work and hear what's going on out there. Or actually, I don't know if we still have that feature. I might jump myself there, but it will keep you informed with what's going on up and down the coast with, you know, takes you 5 minutes to get through all that data.
No, there's I would say probably good half your members are probably don't even own a boat.
I don't know what the number is, but like at first we were like, well, this is crazy. These guys don't own a boat and they still want to buy it. But then
well,
it does
you
want
to know what's going on.
And you want to get more invites to go fishing that way.
Yeah.
And you want to know.
Totally.
Call your buddy with a boat and say, hey, man, they're biting. Let's go. Yep. How do you know they're biting? Well, I've had fish dope. Right?
Yeah, no, it's been a while. I didn't see that one coming at all, but there are a lot of people that have it.
And just all the other little stuff that the guys are just always on, whether it be a closure, like you said, the constant bait info, weather issues, you know, like all the time you'll see Danny or somebody put something up on there, you know, hey, we got storm coming in next week, and like all of that stuff goes into your planning, or again, just keeping tabs on things. Like that's why I look at Fish Dope all the time, just to keep you fresh on what happened that day. I might be going fishing next Thursday, but I want to know what's happening today and all the days leading up to it.
Right. Yeah, same here. And you get to see the trends and all that, which is one of the things I like early in the season. You see those fish march right up along a temperature break, and they'll kind of make it all the way from below the border up to San Clemente, and it gives you a good idea where they're going to be the next day or the next day.
You mentioned earlier to the caller about trying to decide whether you're going to be trolling a spreader bar or a Mad Mac or the kite. Like, you'll get all of those reports, and you'll, you know, four or five guys in a row, I'll caught those things on spreader bars at least. That filters into your game plan when you're on the water.
Gives you a great place to start.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Here's a question for Chris here. It's from Cliff in Blossom Valley. He says, excellent show. The guys that just returned from La Paz, I thought it was always windy this time of the year. Realistically, how often do you think you get out on the water on a private boat out of La Paz in March?
So follow the Santa Anas. That's the trick that we always used. You know,
like after a Santa Ana.
So Santa Ana starts blowing, it's going to start blowing in the north end of the Gulf, and then give it about 3 days to get down to La Paz. So when the Santa Ana starts San Diego, it'll be calm for about 3 days. Wind starts blowing out of the north, and then when it shuts down, you know, Southern California, give it 3 days, and it'll shut down there. So that cycle is it's directly related to what's going on with Santa Ana's up north. So it really depends on the season, I guess, on the year.
So when it's blowing Santa Ana up here, it's blowing down.
It's going to blow down there. Give it a 2-3 day delay, and it'll start blowing in La Paz. That's what we always watch. You know, growing up down there, we had the sport fishing business, pre kind of all the internet forecasting, watch Santa Ana's, you know, literally. So it really depends on the year, you know, I guess is the best answer. But you're going to get 3-4 days of blow, and then you'll get, you know, 7 days of calm weather. But I know guys that plan we did it. We canceled the trip last month. You know, just watch that weather, and you can forecast it out a couple weeks, and then plan your trip around that.
We have a big storm coming here tomorrow for 3 days. How does that affect the all the way down the New York?
It should be calm down there, although, you know, you do get the tail end of some of these big Pacific Northwest storms down there. You'll get some rain. We had rain. We had thunder and lightning on this last trip.
Wow.
It was north of us. But they did get hail over Mag Bay area. So
amazing.
So you will get the tail end of some of these. But for the most part, watch the Santa Ana's in the winter. That drives everything.
Yep. And then what about, how does it differ from, say, off of L.A. Bay, the northern part of Sea Cortez versus La Paz? Totally different.
They're just going to get it before you get it down in La Paz.
Okay.
Right.
It's
so it's going to, it blows down the whole Gulf. It ends up being worse down south because it's built up the waves and everything, right?
Okay.
You're actually getting some wave buildup by the time it gets down there.
Interesting. Yeah. And then when's the best time to go?
For weather. Weather-wise, probably after June. I mean, that's kind of when that calms down. Although in La Paz, you get what they call the Cornwall wind, which is a west wind. It'll blow at night. So private boating, if you're out, you know, staying at the islands, if you got to watch that, it will get nasty. But it's only a nighttime thing. It calms down during the day. But I would say, you know, summertime starts to get hot, but if you just want no wind, summertime.
Yeah. Summertime, if you like it hot.
Yep.
Really
gotta,
hot.
Gotta like it hot, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, speaking of fishdope.com and keeping up with everything, it's time for our fishdope.com report by the angler's realtor, Yosef Hussaini, which it's always, you know, every time Ollie's in here, we're used to having Yosef along, too. So it's going to be fun. And today, that catch report sponsored part by the Fish Pros, Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing order for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. They have more same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today. We got them on the line. What's up, Yosef?
Not too much, guys. How are we doing this morning?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Great. Good morning.
Good morning. So we start up north in Santa Barbara Island. There are some small streams small schoolie sized sea bass up there, caught around shag rock on sardine in the past couple of weeks. Santa Monica Bay, the wintertime fishing for bass, sculpin, and whitefish has been pretty good. There have been some bigger tankers, like 50 to 70 pound sea bass, caught around Big Kelp Reef and off of Paradise Cove. They're few and far between, but there have been some big fish caught, so hopefully that gets better. Artificial reefs up there have been producing steady calico and sand bass, still some big grumpies from the 4 to 8 pound range. Been doing pretty good up there. Off of Long Beach, warm weather's keeping the calico bite really good. There's big schools of anchovies outside the PB Coast and outside the Horseshoe. Keep an eye out for surface activity and run up on them and fish them in the fish the schools of anchovies. Isers Reef's been pretty good for sculpin as well, and there's been some pretty decent halibut fishing up that way. Whitefish and sculpin are biting well in the 150 and the Santa Ana River pipe. Catalina's a little slow. There's some decent halibut fishing, 10 to 50 feet of water. Frontside still has a little bit of bonito hanging around, the smaller 1 to 2 pounders up closer to the beach. There are some schools of the bigger 4 to 7 pounders around. Still, guys are getting them on Rapalas and feathers. La Jolla's still been pretty good. The bonito bite's been up and down. Not like it was, but there were some decent scores on Tuesday. The new Seaforth had 40 bones with some yellowtail mixed in as well. Yellowtail haven't been doing popping up too much and doing their thing, but they're still showing up in the counts here and there. IB, the pipe's starting to go for bass and sculpin. Knocker rigs work really well with fresh dead. Halibut also in the area just off the pipe. Colonette down south, there has been a small sample of some 20-pound class yellowtail and some bigger bonita. Not full speed yet, but it's getting there. Not a lot of boats going down there right now, so we don't have too much reporting there. That's the report for today.
Yeah, so that's, of course, all the good stuff from fishdope.com. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. One side note, my wife Lolly last night made beef short ribs with nature-fed beef, your nature-fed beef there, Yosef, last night with a port wine reduction. Oh, my God. It was like garlic mashed potatoes. That nature-fed beef is just the flavor in that stuff. It's just, it's beyond anything I've had. It's just amazing.
I'm glad you guys like it. Yeah, we love it. Short ribs is probably my favorite out of all those things in those packs, you know.
Yeah, that's the first time I've eaten the short ribs out of there.
That's the one.
They're really good. really good. And what's going on in the real estate game?
Man, it is going. I still really haven't had a day off in about 5 weeks now.
Ooh.
But we're taking listings, putting them up. I had one last week in Vistigo, 120,000 over.
Wow, good for you. That's awesome news.
It's moving. Yeah.
Yeah, what's causing all that? Just together. Shortage?
No, the interest rate's coming down.
Uh-huh.
You know, we can get you in below 6% now. Like, people out there, if you're looking to refi and you've got something six and a half plus, now's the time. You know, it's going to sit at this rate, I think, for a little bit. So, you know, might as well save the money per month, refi that thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's starting to go, man. A lot of buyers that have been sitting on the curb the past 3 years because rates were over 7% are really coming into market now and getting aggressive. It's going to be a normal San Diego market here soon.
All right. Well, if we want more information for the best real estate agent around, how do we find Yosef?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can search homes on my website, sportsmansrealty.com. And if you're looking for a home evaluation, you can go to SoCal Home Eval for a no-hassle evaluation.
There it is. Appreciate it, brother. Great job, as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Yosef. Right. Appreciate that very much. That's going to wrap up our catch for today. Been a very busy morning on the phones. If you want to get through, still a shot till you get to talk to Ollie, talk to Chris, and maybe win those brand-new pair of Costas. That's 833 833- 888-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, giant lean cod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get two additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa. We will have exclusive products and promotions available only from us. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else at the show will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking Seakeeper Ride, talking fishing, just having a great time doing it again. If you want to get your shot to get through, it's 833-288-0973.
Now, we got Chris and Ollie in a headlock.
A little PCS.
Ricky took on Chris. I got Ollie. But we got him to cough up a pretty good deal
for our
listeners on the Seakeeper Ride System. Chris, tell us about it.
So we're going to do calls up, buy a ride system, mention Let's Talk Hookup, and we'll give you a free keypad. It's a ride keypad. It makes it so you can basically fill the hole on your dash if you already have a normal trim pad system.
Ah.
We recommend that anyway. If you ever lose, you know, for whatever reason, your MFD, you can still run the system manually off that keypad.
So you can run it off the keypad or on your screen on your
fishfinder.
Correct.
Yeah, so you can run off your MFD, but it's nice, like, you run around, like Ollie was talking about earlier, you can add, basically it's like adding gain to the system. You're still in full auto. And for me, it's just easier to do it on a keypad than trying to hit your screen while you're running offshore.
For sure. Yeah.
It's for sure something I plan to add on my rig, but you said it best. Like, I've already got the hole in my dash from our previous trim tabs. Why would you not just put a switch to fill it.
And it is designed exactly
to fit right
in that hole. So it covers it. There was no mistake there.
Yeah, you know, that's cool.
It covers the hole, and then it is nicer because you don't really need to pull it up on your screen. There's not a whole lot. Like, I don't even think about it. It just comes on when the boat comes on.
Yeah.
But if you need a little bit more bow down or whatever, you know, you've got it right there on the deck.
But that's normally $300.
Yeah, that's a big deal, dude.
Let's give that to our listeners.
Yeah, let's do it.
I love it.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal. So if somebody has a 23 Parker, so shall we say,
mm-hmm.
and they want to put a ride system, what's the actual cost of that?
You're about $8,400
all in.
Yeah,
and plus you get the $300 pad.
Correct.
For free.
Yeah, and you get it's a 2-year limited warranty on that. All parts are covered, so you know they back it up. But it's for the money. I don't know what else you can put on a boat like that. Short of new power, if you just need a new engine.
Yeah.
But it'll make it run like a new boat. And that's actually, you know, the guys we get that have owned their boat for 20 years and put the ride system on and then go out with us, just watching their face, it's like they just bought a brand new boat. Like, they don't even know what boat they're on anymore.
84 all in, out the door.
Yep.
Full in.
Wow. And the other thing, too, like, that's good for pretty much any smaller boat under, what, about 26 feet,
yeah.
something like that.
So,
that,
25 Parker, they work on that.
25 Parker, any of that stuff. The only gotcha with the ride system is if your boat has factory trim tab pockets. And
right. like
if you're not sure, exactly, look at a picture of the stern.
Yeah.
And if your trim tabs are recessed up into a hole, we have to fill in that hole.
Right.
And it's not a big deal. It's just labor. But there is some glass work involved. It's probably one out of three boats or one out of four boats.
But now you have pockets. You just insert, right?
For certain models, yeah. So Seakeeper Ride is actually making that. It's a kit that goes, you know, and all Grady Whites are in there. Several of the big boat builders, you know, are covered, and we can look that up, and if we can fit that in, awesome.
Yeah.
And
how much extra is that usually?
It's about $1,000 for the kit.
For the pocket.
Which includes installation on that.
That doesn't seem bad.
No, it's a really good deal. And it saves a lot of time on the install. That's one thing. You know, we have really good glass guys, paint guys that work with us. We can get it done, you know, relatively quickly, but obviously just slapping those kits in is a lot faster.
Yeah.
But it really depends. You know, there's some Parkers that have that inset tab and some don't. So get a look at your transom. That's one of the first things we ask for is a picture of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
That'll help us get, you know, really close. We can get an estimate done, you know, kind of dead nuts on that.
And if you're not sure, send us a picture, and we can tell you in 2 seconds.
And the difference in that is that, like, to put a regular Seakeeper in, you're looking for a smaller boat, $20,000 to $30,000, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. So this is under $8,000-$9,000. You're in with a whole system that's going to make your
life better.
And you'll
come out
with
a brand new
boat.
Yeah. I mean, we could talk about it all day long, but until you experience
it.
It'll blow your freaking mind. I mean, we can put you in touch with guys we've already installed, you know, systems for. You can talk to them direct. Don't listen to us. You know, and if you're out of the area, don't have to buy it from us. It's a great product. It really does change boating for you. And, man, once you have it, there's no going back.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, the longevity sure seems to be there, too. I mean, there's boats that now, you know, we're going on, you know, 2-3 years, and guys that run all the time and just no issues at all. It seems like it's a pretty darn bulletproof product.
Maintenance on that's super easy. It has zincs on the actual unit, and it's bonded into the boat system. So boats that live in the water, like yours, you know, no problem.
It's not an issue.
We bottom paint them. We can, you know, sand them, prep them, bottom paint them. Just have the diver wipe them off, really. And you can change those zincs in the water. We get that question a lot.
What's the material they're made out of?
It's a composite. It does have glass in it, so it's very sturdy. They're very light, though. And then you get to the bigger systems, and they're all aluminum.
So it does need bottom paint if it's living in the water.
Yeah, you should bottom paint it. But it's just a quick wipe down. You know, it's not a big deal. It doesn't affect much. A lot of people look at them, you know, they get kind of scared about that, but the blade itself is kind of self-wiping, so the area that's actually coming down, because it rotates down, like kind of like the bottom end of like an airplane wing. So it's a cup, and when that comes down, it'll self clean. So, you know, any barnacles, anything like that, they're inside the system, just get wiped free.
Oh, wow, cool. Hey, Mike in Torrance has an interesting question. So, good morning, fellow anglers. Love Fish Dope. Thank you. Let's Talk Hookup. Both make me and my friends better anglers and stay dialed in. Keep your heads on and keep your game on. You are very relevant listening from the start, and that's a nice comment.
Awesome, man.
Mike,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fish Dope is the bomb, for sure.
Mine was kind of a Fish Dopey one, too. It says, good morning, guys. Great show. Really looking forward to picking up the BD shirts at PCS show. For Fish Dope, is there a tutorial section or a video somewhere that gives instructions how to use – some more information on fish dope. I use it all the time, but I get caught just looking at the fish dope hotspot icons and not really utilizing any of the other tools. And that's a good point, because like fish dope is a whole lot more than just the chart with a little fish that says a fish got here yesterday. In addition to that, Farali wants to know if you're providing a guide service at all on other people's boats in addition to the Brass Monkey. That's all from DJ in San Diego.
Hey, DJ. Thanks thanks for the kind words. Yeah, there. So if you go on the forums on Fish Dope on the site, we have private forums there just for Fish Dope members. And you can search those and get about any answer to any question you may have. You can also ask questions, and Danny and the guys will get on there and, you know, tell you what's going on or try to help solve your problem. So, yeah, we're very, very proactive in teaching people how to use it. And we've also, if you follow Sapfish's social media, we're putting out a video series there that tells you really how to read the water and do all that. And I think the first one just came out a couple weeks ago. So there is a good amount of fish, of information out there. And I forgot what the second question was.
Guide service,
oh, yeah.
Your boat versus his own boat.
Yeah, I do a good bit of that during the season. You know, I like getting out, like meeting new people, and teaching has been something that I had no idea that I would enjoy so much. But I've got tons of guys that we've taken from never owned a boat, never docked a boat, you know, need to gear up, help building boats. I help a lot of guys with that, and I can kind of, you know, build a new boat. You don't want to forget anything and take some anxiety out of that.
You want to stay off a qualified captain.
Yeah, I try to. Yeah. We try to as much as possible. That is literally my worst nightmare. Like, just one time screwing up and appearing on qualified captain would be the worst. And I'm on there roasting all those guys every chance I get, too, so it would not work well. But, yeah, no, happy to come, you know, if it's getting your boat dialed in, if it's teaching you how to catch more fish, if it's, you know, you want to learn how to find your own rockfish spots or fly the kite or whatever, I love doing that stuff.
Cool.
And as satisfying it is day of, it's really cool all season long. Man, we got another one. Or, you know, oh, should we use this info? This trick you taught us got us a big bluefin or what. I love that
That's
stuff.
That's rad.
Yeah, it's like teaching is really something I enjoy doing. I love putting out those videos. And, man, I get so much good feedback, not just from anglers, but, you know, other captains, and keep doing what you're doing. I love it. It's a lot of fun. Satisfying.
How does one get a hold of you if you want to do that?
If you want to do just Instagram, it's probably the easiest way. I'm out there. I'm at BDOALI or ALI at BDOutdoors.com. I'm not too hard to find.
Yeah.
So you shoot me a message or whatever, and, yeah, we can get you dialed in and hopefully cut that learning curve for you.
Yeah. So Danny from Fish Dope is listening. He says, Ali, tell Ali thanks for the kind words.
Ah, damn, dude. Those guys do the yeoman's job, man.
All right.
Hey. I really appreciate them, so I don't have to do
that.
If you want to talk about some guys that have your back, that Fish Dope one.
Hey, and you know what? I got a little editorial comment. You know, when Mark Wish took a couple days off on his Saturday report, Danny was so afraid to fill in for Mark. He did a fantastic job.
Awesome. Yeah, he
did. Awesome. He's really great. So, Danny, anytime you want to fill in and Mark's not on the show,
sweet.
You're the man.
I feel like Mark's probably earned a day off at this point. 72 years in county.
Yeah, he's been doing this for 34 years.
Ever.
Yeah. Might have to have Danny do the Marcos Seaforth report here. We don't get that straightened out.
Well, hey, wait, I got.
I know you did.
Marcos,
I was just ribbing.
Marcos, be back.
Hey, we got. Let's jump back into the phones, man. Some very patient callers. Chuck from Long Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Chuck, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. Ollie, Fish Dope has been around now for almost 15 years, and with all the data you guys have compiled, have you guys ever looked at, like, crushing through that to answer things like, yeah, bluefin do bite better on a new moon, a full moon, a different tides, that kind of thing, and has, like, the Fish and Wildlife ever come to you guys for any data on some of this stuff?
So, yeah, we have definitely thought about that, because there is a lot of history that we have, and it's all their catalog. We talked about this, I want to say, about 6 months or a year ago, and when we were sitting around talking about it, we were like, man, you know what? This would be the perfect application for AI. Just, you know, you write a script and tell it to go through and sort out all the data and compile it and give me a chart that corresponds to whatever, moon phase, da-da-da-da-da. I think that would be really cool. And we talked about doing the same thing with the sport boat counts. I mean, you can see those things go well. You can almost look at sport boat counts like they're a graph, right? Totally. Like how many bonita were caught, how many bass were caught. I think in the near future, yeah, we are going to be able to do something with that data. How you would ever do it by hand or, you know, try to compile it otherwise, I think would be impossible. But that's definitely something we've talked about, and let's get through this next round or this last round of programming changes that were supposed to be done in June, and we can start looking at new shows. That was last June.
That's
Jeff.
Cool, though.
That was last June stuff. Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. If that does, 3-up, 833-288-0973. Still a chance to get three. Have a good text.
I thought it was perfect for Chris and Ali. He says, with the experienced group of destination anglers you guys have in there, I wanted to know what your favorite way to bring back processed fish on an airplane. I'm sure Chris and Ali have done plenty of it. Is it collapsible cooler bags, insulated bags, hard ice, gel ice, frozen fish, etc.? What's the best path? That's from Rick in Chula Vista.
Well, we just dealt with this where Chris ended up giving away a bag of fish the other day. Maybe he could tell you.
Walking around the airport with a bag of fish trying to get rid of it. I would say probably either if you're going to take a cooler with you, you know, put your bag in it on the way down so you save a piece of luggage. And then that, you know, that makes a good place to carry reels and all your tackle and everything. And then if not, you know, just buy a cheap cooler when you get down there, and then throw all your dirty clothes on top of the fish. That's, you know, to insulate it, keep it cold, and, you know, run some duct tape on it or something. There hadn't been any issues at the airport.
50 pounds.
Well, right? Other than Ali trying to take too much Wahoo home, but I had to lose some underwear at the airport too. That was a little strange. But no, I think either travel with, you know, try to get a lighter cooler though. Like you know, the Yeti bags are really nice for that. Yeah. Just some of the coolers they get, you know, the cooler.
Yeah, you don't
want to
take
pounds.
Like a Yeti cooler because that's gonna be half your weight, right?
Yeah,
there.
The bags. I mean, that's usually what we do, and we're carrying dead deer a lot too. Yeah. You know, around the country or whatever, and pheasants and stuff. So that Yeti bag is really hard to beat, the purse-shaped one or whatever. And it when you stuff that thing so you got to sit on it to close it, you're like 45 pounds. So right. It's almost as much as you can really take with you. And the bag doesn't weigh a lot to start with. But make sure whatever you're bringing is frozen. And in the U.S., we found this out this weekend, like I bring deer all the time that's kind of squishy or whatever, you know, because we killed it the night before. You're totally fine carrying that on. But Valeris would not let us carry on rock-solid frozen fish. We had to check it. So what? I had to buy a bag. It was not cheap, let me tell you.
The thing about those Yetis, too, that bag, like you just – That's somewhere where it is worth spending the money on a soft side cooler because those ones are 100% leak water drip proof.
Yep.
And there are a lot of other ones that aren't.
And
you know,
we beat them. Like rented mules, and they don't break or leak.
You can make your call on whether Yeti's worth the money or not, or this cooler I love. Like, and I'm sure there's other ones that are great, too. But there's one thing about that thing that is worth spending the dough on, and it is like a soft bag. They are 100% water is not going to drip out of that at all.
Yeah.
And not everything else is made that way.
Another tip for those bags, and it's not just for the Yetis, but we do it, is the like Yeti ice blocks, you know, the frozen ice thing. If you put, like, I'm talking about, like, whatever, going to the desert, right, and I've got one on the back of my sand car, it's like, if you put that ice block in there, the ice doesn't last twice as long. It lasts, like, five times as long. Yeah. I don't understand how it works. It takes all your ice and just turns it into a big old clump, and wherever your drinks or your beers were, they're directly touching, but there's ice built up all around them. Dude, you can keep drinks in the desert, like, for 3 days without having to even change the ice in that
thing.
Really? I don't even know what that is.
You know, like, the frozen ice block things, like, you could buy at Target or whatever. Well, Yeti makes their own.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's any better.
Put it in the freezer.
Put it in the freezer, yeah. So, like, in our RV, we have one in the freezer and one in the car all the time, and we just rotate them out. So, like, you know, we go pack for the next day, we put another one.
And they last longer than just regular blue ice.
I don't know if the Yeti one's better than the blue ice or whatever, but...
you know it works.
I know the Yeti one works. We do it all the time. Cool. Even going to, like, a sunny day in a ball game or something. Like, it will absolutely make your ice triple four times as long.
Chipped ice, you shove one in there, and it'll freeze the whole... It'll be one big block of ice.
Yeah, it just turns it, like, colder. Into one big block of ice.
Okay, cool.
I don't know how it works. Yeah. I wouldn't pretend to. And you can even, like, if you're in a pinch, you can just put one of those things in the bottom of your, like, little square Yeti, you know, the hoppers, and it'll keep your drinks cold all day.
That's legit.
It's really a cool tip. Save you ice money for sure.
Yeah. Well, unless you're going to Summit Gasoline, you get ice for half the price.
Ice for free, baby.
Yeah, that is the best deal in town.
Yeah. Jeff from Torrance wants to know, where do you mount a Seakeeper on a 24-foot skipjack flybridge?
Skipjack flybridge. So I've seen them in the entryway into the cabin, like down below the steps. That's kind of the main spot that I've seen them. It really depends on the setup of the boat. You know, the guys started to put outboards on some of those that frees up a lot of space in the stern. That's an option. You know, depending on what the fish box layout is, some of those boats we really need to go look at the boat. But I know for several of those. It's just inside the cabin door.
Seakeeper one on that?
Yeah.
Probably.
And that one is so small.
It's so small.
I mean, I don't know what like to compare it to, but it is not.
Even in the case, it's really small.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Anywhere, and you know those skipjacks, you've got like the dinette, and people pull the fridge out, and you put something in there. Right. You get a lot of options.
Now, can you put the ride system on a skipjack? Have you done that?
Yes, you can. Yeah, we've done several of those. It helps a lot, especially the smaller flybridge boats that are tippy. And the good thing about ride is you can, you know, normal trim tabs going down swell, you want to have them up so you don't plow the bow. But the ride's so fast and it wants to ride up, it'll just drop one side so you don't get squirrely. You don't surf down waves. Any of the Blackman skipjacks, it helps a ton.
Went through my mind when you
started
describing
that. Yeah, we've sold a couple of the Blackman guys and they're like over the moon with it. It just totally changes the, because those are great boats. Down swell, woo!
Yeah, the only downside of that Blackman skipjack flybridge is exactly that. That following sea going down, it gets squirrely on you. And that's the only, you take that away, it becomes the perfect little pocket.
Yeah, and how many times you've been up on that bridge and you're like, you're looking at the water. It almost feels like your face is going to dip in it.
Mike, speaking of this devil, Mike in Vista says, I have a 26 Blackman Billfisher with 17 knot cruise speed. Is that too slow for the sea?
No, 17 knots, right? So for whatever reason, Seakeeper works on miles per hour on all their documentation. So 18 miles an hour, 17 knots is perfect. We've done several of those. And like we were saying, it'll work under that. It's just that's where it becomes a very efficient system. So 17 knots is perfect.
I dig it. I'll try to sneak this one in. Ollie, you've done so much fishing now on the East Coast due to local knowledge. Do you know if there's any comparison that the East Coast has to our La Nina, El Nino cycles like we do here? Is it more current? What do you draw comparison-wise from your time on the East Coast out west here? That's from Mike.
To my knowledge, there is no, like, weather anomaly that they get like that. The Gulf Stream is what really controls a lot of that offshore fishing over there. And the Gulf Stream is almost like, it's almost like a snake. If you look at it, you know, on a temperature chart, it swings in, it swings out, it gets closer, further, whatever. And that really seems to be the main driving force for those guys over there. And then also, just like anything, the bait migrations are really important. Down in the Gulf, they call them pogies, you know, the menhaden, and the menhaden running up the coast to, like, the northeast and all that. That's what I have seen really drives the bites in those other places. They are not fortunate enough to get the El Ninos like we do. And, you know, like I said, 11 years, I feel like we're overdue. Yeah. This could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'd be good stuff. Yeah, John in Whittier says, good morning, Carly, Chris, and crew. I'm lucky enough to be getting a new Parker from West Coast Marine and Costa Mesa with a Seakeeper ride system already installed. Can you talk about how it's controlled? I'm used to trim tabs with the rocker switches. Does it integrate into your plotter?
So it integrates in your plotter because it takes speed from your GPS, so it knows when to lower the tab. Well, it will engage at about five miles an hour. So you are picking up GPS information off your NEMA network. It also runs the app via the Ethernet side of the MFD, so you can do all the controls from the screen. It's set and forget it, though. I mean,
just put it on. You don't need to touch it.
I mean, you can add a little more, like we were talking about earlier, but
it's
pretty
much automatic. You don't need to learn. There's no learning curve at all.
You won't about
it. No learning curve at all.
No. The only time I'll even adjust it is if I'm going into a head scene. I just want more.
Yeah.
You know, but other than that, you don't even think about it. And, you know, one of the other things we're going to talk about is, like, the time to get to plane, it cuts it in half.
Yeah.
So it's like it benefits in every. The handling will blow your mind. It feels like it turns like a catamaran. The boat just stays flat and it turns better.
Yeah.
More fuel economy. Eventually it'll pay for itself. There's so many reasons. And that's why you're seeing, like, a lot of the OEMs, you know, Yellowfin and Parker and a lot of these guys are now standard equipment.
I know West Coast Marine installs them there.
They do. They do them as well up there, you know, and they've
done. And I know West Coast Marine down here does it.
Good guys. They definitely know what they're doing as well. You know.
That's awesome, man. Well, as you can hear, a great show going on. We still got more coming your way, including finding out who's going to win themselves a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. More with Ollie and Chris when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the giant 16th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th, at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fairground.
campgrounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids' trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
This President's Day, your San Diego County Ford dealers proudly salute you during the Ford President's Day sell-a-thon. Right now, get limited-time deals across Ford's award-winning lineup. The lineup features the versatile Ford Broncos Sport and the rugged Ford Bronco, built for every adventure, the capable Ford Explorer, and even the iconic Ford Mustang. It's your chance to save. Find the perfect Ford SUV designed with the power and utility you need now during the President's Day sell-a-thon. Everything ends February 16th, so don't wait. Hurry into your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.
The top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boast Infinity Drive, which employs two drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time. Okay, it's time to find who's winning that killer pair of Costa Shades. Boys, do us the honor. Flip the prize coin. We'll decide whether we have a caller or texter. Chris, give that thing a flip. We'll let her hit the deck. We got a texter today. Congratulations, Jason in San Diego. You've got yourself those brand new Costa Del Mar Pilot House Pro Shades. You are going to be so.
Those are so cool. And, of course, you're Costa Pro, right, Ali?
Love them, man.
Great stuff.
Yep, love them, love them, love them.
They're really good stuff, yeah, for sure. Hey, if somebody wants Seakeeper Ride, BD Outdoors, fishdope.com, first of all, Seakeeper Ride, how do we find you, Chris?
Basically, bluesea-stabilizer.com. We're
also bluesea-stabilizers.com.
Yeah, singular, stabilizer.
Stabilizer,
yeah,
okay.
Or Chris at bluesea-stabilizer.com, Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, and then if you want a demo or something like that, just contact you.
Yeah, hit us up. There's actually a form on our website that you can sign up for a demo, and we'll get you out. Like I said, we have boats from here up to Long Beach, and we'll get you out on the water.
And Ali, how do we find you?
Instagram's good, at BDOALI, or email me, Ali at BDOutdoors.com.
All right. Hey, thanks to
great
Jeff and the fan. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup. Next Saturday, Valerie Hopebridge from Hideaway Safaris. Next Sunday, Tristan and Cade from Shimano will be here. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week, right back here on Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.